Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they are completely free. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Spent the first hour recapping what happened today to Sam as far as why it is he's sitting here with us tonight. We weren't expecting to see him until at the earliest Monday, when the court here in New Hampshire, the district court in Keene, had set a trial date for Sam after having him sit in a jail cell for nearly two full months. Had he actually made it to Monday, it would have been over 2 months.
He never got to see a judge the entire time.
Well, they made an offer to allow him to see the judge, but he would have to agree to give up his legal name in order to get something like that to happen.
I saw a judge once. It was Judge Lane. They brought me down for another bail hearing, and he came in. It was over the video conference thing, and he said, unless you're going to give your legal name, then. I asked him, if I don't give my name, if I remain silent, are you telling me that you're going to hold me indefinitely without trial? He said, well, if you don't give your legal name, then yes, we're going to hold you indefinitely without trial, and this hearing's over. Got up and walked out.
So they did decide.
Didn't get a chance to give the name.
No.
So they did decide to release you today. All of a sudden, an order came down from that same court that said, "Let this guy out." And the trial is still scheduled for Monday. But you guys are going to make a motion to have that delayed. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to file a continuance, which will push it out maybe a month or so. The only thing I'm concerned about, I have a lawyer now because it's pretty important that we fight these charges and get them.
I wanted to ask you about that, the lawyer thing, because you had said in your commentary when others would ask you the question about the lawyer, well, lawyers, you don't want to go with a lawyer because they're beholden to the state. They've sworn an oath of obedience to the state. Besides that, they've got other clients that they're going to be appearing in front of the same judges, and if they offend that judge in regards to your case, there's a good chance that same judge is going to continue holding a grudge against that lawyer and possibly ruin his career. So why did you decide that you wanted to bring a lawyer into this? And who did you pick? Why did you choose him?
This guy was recommended by somebody that was on my behind-the-scenes legal team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a state rep as well.
Oh, really?
And I don't think he's from this area. I let him know that, hey, there's going to be probably 50, 100 people in the background at this trial who are not going to stand for the judge, and myself will be included. Is that somebody you want to represent? Are you sure you know what you're getting into?
Okay.
Here? And I'm also...
He was okay with that?
Yeah. He wanted to file a motion with the court or something. I'm like, well, that's your choice. I'm not going to stand because I believe in equality, and I don't believe in... I told him I'm not even going to call the judge, Your Honor, or judge.
As a Quaker, I don't know if you are a Quaker, but as a Quaker, Quakers do not hold one man above another. So if you're a Quaker, you cannot, by your religion, call a judge, Your Honor.
Right.
And standing for a judge is certainly not something that's acceptable either.
Yeah, I'm also a Quaker, and I'm having a difficult time with that. I'm certainly not going to call a judge, Your Honor, but titles like judge or doctor. If you use a rigorous definition of the Quaker sort of belief on that, you wouldn't call someone Mr. or Mrs. because you wouldn't want to.
I told him
based on their gender.
I told him I didn't want to use the Mr. title either, and he's like, "Well, what would you call him, Edward?" he's probably going to blow a lid on that one.
Quakers use first and last names rigorously. I mean, at least traditionally.
Edward Burke, what I wanted to address him as.
So you believe saying Mr. or Mrs. puts someone above you? That doesn't make sense, because everybody calls
someone
one
can
another.
Perceive it that way, that a Mr. or Mrs. I mean, it depends on what you
Wouldn't
think about
Wouldn't it depend on
gender.
Your intention? Wouldn't it depend on how you feel?
I think that the intention of people that choose not to use the titles, Quakers that choose not to use titles like that, is to not even give the appearance of accepting one over another. I mean, the fact is, from a sociological technological standpoint, men.
So then you are no longer the general sales manager of Free Talk Live, because that's a title too.
General sales manager. I don't think the general sales manager necessarily puts one above, but
yeah, the distinction I would draw is one is enforced by a monopoly on violence, the other is not.
Well, I don't know. Is Mr. or Mrs.? I don't know. See, I'm not. Ian,
does Mr.
I'm not,
or Mrs.? Does Mr. come out of the slavery days from Master?
Maybe it does. I don't know. Isn't it called an honorific, though? So maybe it is kind of an honoring thing.
I'm not having a good time with these the title thing. I'm not doing very well with.
We need a more experienced Quaker.
Yeah, and I'm actually reading into a book that really dives into the details and the history.
Let us know what you find out about.
We'll do.
So we're going to continue here taking your phone calls at the very end of the last hour. After explaining what happened to you, Sam, today, getting kicked out of jail, we then started talking about experiences of activism in jail, and Mark, you were very critical of activists that have gone to jail as part of their activism, and I, of course, defend.
I don't think that I was critical about people going to jail. What I'm critical of is sort of going to jail for no reason, or for reasons that say
reasons you don't agree with.
Reasons
you
I don't agree with.
Okay.
Right. That's why I would be critical.
That's
like
fine.
For instance, when you went to jail for 3 days, I feel like you set back guys like Sam who were willing to take it all the way to the end because you
set him back. How's that?
Right. Well, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But you interrupted me, so.
Well, that's okay. You interrupted me a number of times last segment.
So what I'm saying is that Sam likely wouldn't have had to prove to the judge that he was willing to stay in there if, A, you had the gone, or, B, you had been willing to go all 93 days. But when you were willing to, kiss the judge's ring, and I'm not saying I don't support you in having done that because I think it was silly to have gone in the first place, so getting out was worthy, but I'm saying that you set guys like Sam back who went for good reasons, reasons like being able to use a camera in a courtroom as opposed to putting trash on their lawn. And I feel
it was property rights, Mark.
Whatever. Sammy had something.
Yeah. Well, you guys haven't changed much in some ways.
Yes, Mark's still a jerk.
To some extent, I don't know that it did hurt me all that much. What Burke did.
How would you know?
Well,
I mean, I'm talking about what Burke thinks.
Yeah, his speculation is as good as yours.
It's hard to tell.
If not better. He was there.
But again,
in jail.
He didn't see Burke. I'm talking about what Burke thinks. Burke wasn't sitting next to him talking to him.
We're the ones that are trying to get him out to lunch, okay? So we'll handle this.
Burke kept throwing out all of these little offers and these outrageous terms, unlawfully, disdainfully, we're going to hold you indefinitely without trial, hoping that I would break, expecting that I would break, and probably wondering why.
So he kept on giving offers like the one that Ian took.
Yeah,
the first time Ian took it off.
So he learned.
No, he never made an offer.
Hey, we're
yeah,
not
he
all.
He gave
this.
You the opportunity to kiss his ring, and you did to get out.
Well, no, actually, the opportunity was a hearing on the third contempt charge that he never actually held in the court. So
did Burke disguise all these offers that he had in legal mumbo jumbo that the same way?
He would send them back as orders, responses to our orders, and remind the defendant that if he'll just come and give his name that and the other identifying information, the court expects of all defendants not is that all defendants are lawfully required to provide, but that the court expects, then we'll release him on personal recognizance. And then they just got more and more desperate as time went on.
So, yeah. Ian, what do you think that you proved by going to jail for 4 days when you were sentenced for 93 for contempt of court and having garbage on your lawn?
What do you think I proved?
Yeah, what did you prove? What did you accomplish?
Well, I think what I accomplished there was bringing attention to a tyrannical system that uses arbitrary coercive force over people who have not harmed others. And I think I did a fairly decent job of it, even though I was only in there
for
3 days.
You were high profile, no doubt.
And even if I had decided last week that, okay, I've had enough, I'm ready to give them the name and everything that they want, and I'll bow down to their system. Look, my story was still covered in the Keene Sentinel, in the Boston Globe.
Where was yours covered, Ian?
Hold on Fox, on all of these places, and there
were two guys from Louisiana. The radio station interviewed you afterwards, didn't they?
Well, hey, you know what? There's when I first came here and would show up for the Pork Fest and things, and go to the local events in Keene before I moved. There would be 18, 20 people at Social Sundays. After Ian's couch thing, 6 months down the road, that number had doubled.
Yep, Ian's definitely high profile.
I do the same thing again because of all the attention it generated, and the same thing happened to me. There's now probably a 250,000
people.
Tell
me you weren't motivated, in parts, to do it kind of like Ian did, but do it right this time.
Oh, it wasn't about right or wrong for me. Never.
It was right for everybody who's been in there, Mark. I mean, I know that you can sit there as Mr. Know-It-All and sit back and critic Monday Morning Quarterback everything, and that's fine.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list. In fact, today, a couple updates went out. One of them announcing that the brand new torrent is up for the month of May. You can get all of May's archives in one fell swoop by using our torrent system at freetalklive.com. Get on the list for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, information, and educational programming. Content from Audible is downloaded and played back on personal computers, CDs, and iPods, and you can go over there and get a free audiobook today by downloading audiopodcast.com/FTL. That's audiopodcast.com/FTL. I'm there right now. I'm looking at Always Looking Up by Michael J. Fox, David Baladucci's First Family, and John Sanford's Wicked Prey. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Let's go to the phones and your calls. Sam is here with us, back out of, fresh out of jail. Had been there for 2 months on the most absurd, in the most absurd situation for recording a video in a public court lobby and using his right to, so-called right to remain silent. Let's go to Johnson in Connecticut on the amp line. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the whole going to jail thing for activists.
Right. Mark thinks it's useless. Mark thinks that activists are better off outside of jail.
That's not even accurate.
That's totally what you think.
No, I haven't been saying that. I'm saying if you're going to do it right.
Right. The way Mark says is right, whatever that is. Go ahead.
I think now that, you know, gay marriage has been legalized in New Hampshire, you guys are setting a very good example with your victory.
They can have it all.
But I think also what I wanted to say about that is, if, for example, and Sam may not know about this because he talked about his media coverage that he got because he was jailed, but I think one of the other things that he didn't mention was that off of the Globe article, because he got so much media attention, Penn Jillette noticed and then talked about that on his own little Penn Says, which I think is a little excerpt that may actually get played on Showtime.
Really? No, yeah. I don't think so.
No, they don't play those on Showtime, do they?
I think they very well might. They're like little blurbs that they play like in between shows, almost like commercials. I mean, I think that they have a couple, like a little series of, you know, different people who have that kind of "this person says" thing.
Well, either way,
somebody can check on that. But I mean, I've watched plenty of his stuff, and it just doesn't seem like the kind of thing that Showtime would be putting on air. But I've found some of them interesting.
But they're popular on the internet, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and they're
sure.
Available.
Penn has a lot of fans.
They're over available at YouTube and Crackle.com. And so Penn really did a great job of promoting the Free State Project. He didn't so much talk about Sam as he did essentially talk about the Free State Project. Though he did mention Keene, and he mentioned the activism. He did mention the hunger strike, which was a reference to you, Sam. But it was a good 5-minute promo, essentially, for the Free State Project, which came out of directly the Boston Globe article, which came out of partially your activism and your willingness to go to jail. If you hadn't gone to jail, there's a very good chance that there would not be an endorsement from Penn Jillette.
I think there's more than just media attention, though, on this. I think also a willingness to go to jail, and I know this is part of your point, Mark, is that not necessarily media attention comes out of every arrest, but I think also it should be noted that just the willingness to be arrested is a willingness to put a strain on the system. And if enough activists are gathered in an area who are willing to go to jail, well, eventually then what happens is that you have enough people who are willing to get arrested that can then fill up a jail. And at that point...
Johnson, that's a phantom. The idea that I am willing to go to jail does not in any way necessarily attract someone else or anything like that. It's like saying that, you know, if I'm sitting in a room breathing out carbon dioxide,
hold on, Mark.
If there were 100 people in a room breathing out carbon dioxide, we'd faint. There aren't 100 people necessarily willing to go, and you're not putting a strain on the system.
Not yet.
But there were 4 or 5 people. people who would tell me constantly, either the people that came to visit or the people who would write me emails saying, you know, I wish I should be in there with you. Oh, I should be supporting you doing
Sam,
this. So
I think
it does attract those, not a lot, but eventually it will get there.
Certainly. I'm not saying it doesn't attract people.
You did say it wouldn't attract them.
No, I'm not.
You
the idea,
say that.
No, I did not say that, jackass. I said that
we can rewind the audio.
You're not saying anything now. You want to call me names? Go ahead, Johnson, with your thoughts.
That is exactly what he just said. You can rewind the audio. And
absolutely it is.
I am saying is that it wouldn't necessarily do it. You're the one who loves science, Skyler. I mean, the idea that you would say that, you know, being in jail means that other people will come. It
okay,
doesn't
mean okay.
That.
Well,
I said
beyond,
about them.
Beyond all of that, let's just say that I'm able to do something about this, either through the civil or criminal action against the actors involved here. It's going to let the police know that they can't get away with this
right.
kind of garbage, that
right.
they're not going to be able to just bring charges and then drop them later and be like, whoa, we taught those free staters a lesson. They're not going to get away with that. They need to start understanding what their job is and what the law is, that they're threatening violence against people and locking people up in a cage for a year. They need to understand that if they're going to do that, there may be some consequences, and we're not going to just sit around and take it anymore.
That's doing
right.
it right.
Also,
Sam.
I just want to say something, because I wasn't trying to say, and I don't know where Mark pulled the attract people from, because that's not what I said. I said the willingness to go to jail once that there are enough people. I didn't say anything about attracting them. I'm just saying that willingness in and of itself, when there are enough people, will be very valuable. Just that willingness. The willingness
Absolutely.
Alone will be very valuable, because if there are enough people who are willing to go to jail, then those people as a group become very detrimental to that system.
They become very dangerous, very powerful, because anything they do, they're pretty much untouchable at that
sure,
point.
Sure. If you had 100 people that were willing to sit down in you know, Central Square or something like that, do a sit-in or something, they couldn't necessarily handle them all. That much is true. But
right,
we don't.
That's all I'm saying, is just that very willingness. You
we
were
don't
saying
yet.
The willingness itself is useless. It's not.
Tell me, Ian, how did you going to jail for 3 days advance that?
Do you want me to re-explain what
yeah.
I already explained to you? It advanced it by showing people the authoritarian tyranny that we're subject to in this country.
But
and it showed it crystal clear. It showed this judge being arbitrary and ludicrous in his own courtroom.
But you incentivized the judge to be more arbitrary and more ludicrous with Sam in the future.
Well,
Sam
but,
has already
also,
said he did not agree with you on that statement, so we've already
why
hashed
is Sam,
that out.
Why is Sam the arbiter of that?
He doesn't want
to know.
It also got my butt in gear.
He hasn't talked to Burke.
It also got my butt in gear in Texas to get up here and move quicker because of the situation with the cops. It's just like I'm sure the same has happened when people have heard about my story.
I wouldn't argue that point.
Johnson, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I just was going to say, I think, you know, eventually this is all going to be a moot point, because once enough people get into the area that are able to influence the system by being willing to be arrested, that there also can be enough people in the system to influence voting, and then, you know, certain judges and certain officials can be displaced.
Well, the judges are
unfortunately
appointed.
I guess they'll just have to get here and show me wrong, won't they?
Damn right they will show you wrong. And thank you, Johnson, for the call. 800-259-9231. So by displaying the insanity of this system, which was very well on display during my case, was one of the perks, and people saw that and they said, this is outrageous, and I'm going to move up my plans to move, and some people moved here as a result of that case.
I still think you incentivized all those things.
So you're saying I should have stayed in for the 96 or 93 days?
But I do think you incentivized the judge to be more harsh on free staters in the future, at least realize.
Go ahead, put it all on my back, Mark. It's all my fault. 800-259-9231. That's right. Anybody that goes to jail, you can just blame me. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The survival oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit survivaloven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the survival oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to survivaloven.com. That's survivaloven.com. The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Check out MySolarBackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231 or call in with a question for Sam, who's back with us for the first time in months, having been in a prison cell since April 13th because he dared record video in a public court lobby and then further dared to withhold his legal name from his captors. Using his so-called right to remain silent, he's now out after being pushed out of the jail unceremoniously today. And we have him with us, and Sam, thank you so much for coming in here and spending your first evening out exclusively with Free Talk Live, though you actually were with Free Minds TV earlier.
Yes, and I actually, as soon as I got out of jail, I headed straight for a local restaurant where I sat down, went in my prison orange uniform, so I got some strange looks. And
right, because they didn't take that back from you.
Yeah, no, they let me out with it, and, you know, I met with my attorney that I was talking to and describing the case to him, and then went over to Free Minds TV. We filmed a special segment that should be out tonight, and then
oh, cool.
I'm going to be on their next show in the second half, I believe. So
excellent.
Look for that.
So we're glad to have you here, and we're taking calls for you at 800-259-9231. Perhaps you might own or know somebody who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations, and SACL CAI can liberate your business from these inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. Get in touch with SACL CAI via their banner on our website at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We continue here. Mark is being ornery. We'll get back to him, addressing him in a moment. But first, we'll talk to Kurt in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Sam, welcome home. Welcome to the Free State. Well, okay, minus a few days. Glad you're home, man. Glad
Thanks.
You're here and glad you're free.
Thank you, Kurt.
Kurt, did you have any thoughts, anything else you wanted to share with our audience?
Yes, two things. First of all, I'm glad that you, Ian, and Sam are both so optimistic in the face of surrounded by so much pessimism right now. And I'm wondering if, Sam, are you going to go on the offensive here? Are you going to try and, you know, charge them for the time that they've got, they've taken away from you, they've stolen your life, your liberty, and all the things that they've taken from you while you've been in? Are you going to go back on the offensive? And I'll get off the air.
Thanks for the call, Kurt.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. I don't want to go into too much detail here, but right now the priority is really to tackle the criminal charges that they're still trying to press. They are going to try the common law contempt of court or common law criminal contempt, even though I was never in the courtroom, and the police are required to charge by statute, and that's not a statute. It's something the judge can issue. So how that's going to work, I don't know. I'm sure they'll make something up.
Yep.
So defeating those is going to really enable the civil action to go forward and be much more successful than if they were to get these charges and make them stick. Beyond that, I've always wanted to apply what Randy Kelton has done in Texas, the criminal charges, bringing those before the grand jury for some of these so-called law enforcement
officers. Because normally if there's a complaint against a government bureaucrat, if you call the government, they'll tell you, well, you can file an administrative complaint. You can file a complaint, but what it is, it's an administrative complaint. It's not actually a criminal complaint. And what Randy Kelton does is he goes after them with criminal complaints.
Yeah, exactly the way they come after you if they observe you breaking the law. And this is exactly what I told them in the courtroom. I told the officer who transported me, the King police officer, that Lance Walker was denying me and my right in violation of 18 U.S.C. 242, and he told me he doesn't care about all that. So, you know, they don't care when they break the law. It's only
because
when you break the law.
They never have to pay for it.
Right.
And if they start having to pay for it, and this is the part of this this plan that we haven't yet seen it in action, but it sounds like it can really do something.
Oh, yeah.
And I totally support what you're doing here, and I see that, I see the plan coming together, and it makes total sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get there one day. One way or another, we'll figure out how to make this work. I don't know if it's going to be with this case or not, but I'd like to pursue both, certainly.
So we continue with your calls. Steve is in Texas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Yes, I'm so glad I hear, Sam, you're free. I'm so happy. I tuned in a little late, and I missed the details, but I'll get them on the podcast. But, oh, gosh, it's wonderful to hear you, not through a speakerphone. It was awful to hear you in jail, and I was, every day I'd hear you, and it made me ill to think they were jailing you because, a well-regulated group of videographers being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear cameras shall not be infringed. Now, I want to ask you a question, and I want to ask Ian and Mark a question, and any other listeners, if they know how you can get a Kik account without giving a credit card.
A Quik.com account? Quik.com?
Yes.
I don't recall having to give a credit card when I signed up for that.
Yeah, I didn't either, I don't think.
So wait a minute, you mean your phone?
You just get a regular. Look it up through your phone records. They would have to do that with warrants and so forth from the police. But
wait a minute, I'm confused as to what this question is.
So, well, he's saying you didn't give a credit card to Quick, but Quick knows where your IP address of your phone that's streaming the data back to it.
So now, wait a minute. Can I go to just buy a telephone without giving a credit card number, an unlocked telephone, and can I get on Kick? Is that possible?
Probably not. You can buy Camel for the prepaid phones. Phones. Yeah, I don't think that you can do that yet.
I didn't see any that were compatible.
So what you're concerned with is that you can't get access to Quick.com, which is a service that allows you to stream video and audio from your cell phone. If it has that capability, it will allow you to stream that to the Internet. You're concerned that you can't get access to that anonymously without having to use a cell phone that requires you to have some identifying information attached to an account.
Correct.
What you could do is find a friend who's willing to sign up for an account for you, and you could just pay them in advance.
Still, that ties the friend in. You're still, you know, when they grab the friend and they put him in the rack and they stretch him out, he's going to talk, or there's a possibility of talking.
So your concern is that you're going to record something so damning and so amazing, the footage will be so amazing that they will come after your friend whose account you are using?
No, not at all. It's just that I would like to be able to do it on a prepaid basis so that you're not tied to your Kick account.
Well, I would say get in touch with cell phone companies and tell them what you want. I don't know if they're going to implement that, but that's...
If you had a Wi-Fi-enabled phone and you were using a Wi-Fi hotspot that was open to the public... Mm. Then you could probably do it.
Yep, you could do it.
Right, but then you lose the ability with Kick. You lose the ability to, you know, anywhere. I mean, from my understanding, Kick, you can do it pretty widespread wherever there's cell phone coverage.
Right.
You can get it. Of course, you know, anybody can upload if you've got a Wi-Fi connection with your laptop.
You know, so the government doesn't like people being anonymous.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they don't.
Track you down.
I think you're better off finding a proxy. Find a trusted friend who's willing to sign up for a cell phone for you, and then you can pay him in advance so he doesn't have to worry about getting money from you, and then just say, hey, just pay these bills for me, and I thank you for helping out and give him a few extra bucks for performing that service for you.
Maybe if you had an international phone with some kind, it's going to be really expensive to do it this way, but an international phone purchased with an international prepaid credit card, something like that, that might be possible, but I don't know.
Yeah, those prepaid credit cards are an option. I didn't even think about that. They have those cards that look and act like credit cards, but you can load them up with cash in advance.
Yes, but it's my understanding on a prepaid credit card, it has to be sent to an actual physical address.
Have you ever heard of a private mailbox?
Oh, well, okay, I guess that would be a good option. Will they do that with the prepaid credit card?
I would assume. I mean, I get everything that I get at one of these mailboxes.
The mailbox is going to want to have some identifying information in order for you to open the mailbox.
That's another step in the trail.
I'm looking for something like, you know, you can go into Walmart or Radio Shack and you can buy a prepaid telephone.
Sorry to say, it's just not there at this point, Steve. Good luck out there. I thank you for it. Maybe someday it will happen.
Someday soon, I hope.
Maybe with enough demand it can happen. So call Sprint and call Verizon and tell them what you want. And I don't know. Maybe it'll happen. Who knows? Otherwise, you're going to have to. Otherwise, there are ways to get around these things, and you'll just have to spend whatever money and jump through whatever hoops you need to. Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to nevergetbusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to nevergetbusted.com.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And that is freetalklive.com. Those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. We had somebody call in, Steve in Texas, called in a few moments ago, concerned. He wants to get access to be able to stream video and audio to the internet from a cell phone, but he doesn't want to have a cell phone account. He wants to be able to stream video and audio from a prepaid cell phone. I said I didn't think it existed, but some people in the chat room are saying it does. One person in the chat room says that there's apparently a $25 a month plan with T-Mobile, unlimited data voice trial cards that you can slip into some sort of phone. So maybe there is something out there. Maybe Steve just hasn't dug around enough.
Certainly we don't know.
It sounds like there may be an option out there, so take a look into that. And there's more good news as far as streaming options are concerned. I found out just this past weekend that Ustream is going to be entering into, or actually already has entered into, the cell phone streaming live to the internet marketplace as far as getting video out to the internet. Quik.com already exists, QIK.com. Ustream is now jumping in. I think their application is available for the iPhone and for a Nokia phone, but they haven't yet expanded out to BlackBerries or many of the other smartphones, but that's coming from my conversation with the founder. So that's good. It's going to bring competition into the marketplace ever more so than it has for allowing you to stream your video from your phone to directly to the internet. So if you're having an encounter with the cops, for instance, or whatever government bureaucrat or somebody who's trying to do something awful, they cannot take your phone and delete your video. It's already gone out to the internet. So boo.
Yeah, that's the biggest concern, because cops really really hate cameras, unfortunately. And what it makes me wonder is what have these guys been doing up until now that they have such a fear of people seeing what it is that they do? I mean, they had this TV show, Cops, right? They didn't seem to have a problem with getting videotaped there.
Why is they're in charge of the editing room.
Why is it that they're concerned about getting videotaped by average citizens?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily the case that they're all doing something surreptitious or unusual. I think that many of them just have this attitude that you can't film me. I mean, for instance, over on the Free Keen Forum, one of our posters there, Coconut, has posted a video of him walking in Keen and catching the parking meter lady, the parking meter bureaucrat, going around, and he was videotaping her, and she comes up and says, "You have to ask my permission to do that." And he said, "No, I don't. I'm in public. I don't have to do that." But basically, it's just a, "Hey, we're better than you." It's just a
challenge. It's a challenge to their authority, and that, yeah. You know, that's all they really rely on.
So she wasn't doing anything unusual. She was just going around giving out parking meter fines like she normally does. But when someone shows up with a camera on scene, they're going to say, "Hey, I don't give you permission to record." And, of course, most people are going to turn off their cameras unless they're a liberty activist who has had a little bit of experience at this and knows better to say, you know, knows how to return them saying, "Well, you don't have my permission." "Well, I don't need your permission. I'm in public. If you don't want to be recorded, you can leave.
Take your butt home.
Yeah, you can leave my vicinity. I am recording, and if you don't want to be recorded, get away from the range of my recording device." And, of course, then you can also say, "Well, if you're on the job, you're on the record," et cetera, et cetera. So cameras are very valuable, and we look forward to continuing to bring you good news of you being able to use them for your benefit and for the benefit of us all. 1-800-259-9231, because as Judge Napolitano said on Freedom Watch when you appeared with him, the camera is the new gun. As far as the government bureaucrats are concerned, the camera is our solution.
He did say that, but I don't know that he was necessarily the first one to have said it. I think it's been said many times at this
point. Maybe he wasn't the first. I'll give him credit because he's the only one
he's got a name. Might as well
say it. So the camera is a new gun. It is something that the bureaucrats are frightened to death of, and they don't know how to respond to it. They can respond to guns. They know, and they're trained well as how to respond to guns. They will bring out their guns, and they will use more force back on you than you brought upon them. You will perish, and your little fight will be over at that point. But if you point a camera at them, there is very little they can do besides lock you in a jail cell. And as Johnson was saying earlier, if you have enough people that are willing to go to jail for their activism for freedom, then they can be stopped in their tracks because they can't afford to lock that many people
right.
up.
And the camera multiplies you and you know, the outrage that you might feel to everyone on the internet who would get an opportunity to see it. And that's why it's so important that the footage gets uploaded rather than get erased by some cop. I wonder how many times that's been done.
Yeah, well, the guys over at Motorhome Diaries lost their video footage. I don't know if you've seen their most recent video, but I posted it over at freekeen.com for easy access. But they had they were arrested, as I think you heard when you were in jail. I told you about this. They, Pete and Jason and Adam from MotorhomeDiaries.com, were arrested down in a rural county of Mississippi for open, and that wasn't even open container, it was just possession of a beer in a dry county. It was
for filming a cop. You know, that was what it was for.
Right. Well, they had the courage to film the cops, and the cops decided to show them what's for, and they arrested all three of them on trumped-up charges. One of them was possession of a beer in a dry county. And when they finally got out of jail, because the activists, again, poured out of the woodwork and did everything they could to help these guys out, it was an amazing activist response. And so when they got out, they went to the impound yard to pick up Marv, their RV. And when they approached it, they had their camera back with them, and they were recording. their approach to the RV. And if you've never had your car or your vehicle torn up by the police searching for drugs, if you've never had one of those searches go on side of the road, you don't know what to expect. You don't, I mean, when you hear us say on the radio that they don't put things back in the places they were found,
apart.
When you hear us say that, it just sounds like, oh, well, no big deal. They just throw the rugs up. And then it doesn't sound as bad as it actually is. If you go to freeking.com and watch this video, you will be amazed at how much destruction the police brought to the Motorhome Diaries RV. It was absolutely awful what they did. It was just despicable.
One of the guys I was in jail with is from that county and told me about, you know, some corruption stories and so forth. In this same county, there was one guy, a black man, who was caught with a $10 crack rock and was sentenced to 40 years in prison.
Wow. That's just outrageous. So take a look at the video when you get a chance, because it will really give you a taste of something that goes on a daily basis in this insane war on drugs. These guys did not hurt anybody. They didn't even have any drugs on them, but they had their vehicle absolutely ransacked and trashed by the police. And the real kicker was that it was illegal, supposedly, for Pete Ayer, the former president of Beer Crash, Pete Ayer, to have this beer in the fridge. It was a closed beer bottle, hadn't even been opened, totally sealed, sitting in their fridge. That was what one of the charges was for. They let them out to go get their, once they got out, they went to go get the RV. They opened the fridge, and the contraband was still in the fridge. It was still there. So if they'd gotten in the RV and driven away, and they wanted to pull them over again, they could have pulled them over again at that point. If it was so dangerous to have a beer in Jones County, shouldn't they have taken the beer out of the fridge? Well, they didn't. Maybe it's because they wanted to pull them over, but they didn't pull them over, and they ended up being all right. But it was just so bizarre and so outrageous how these guys were treated. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hey, guys. I wanted to congratulate Sam on a job well done. Kudos.
Hey, thank you, Gene. And I got some of your letters and read through them. I appreciate you writing.
Did you like what Jonathan Swift had to say about lawyers?
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed most of them. There were some I didn't agree with, and I'm having trouble remembering all of them. But, yeah.
Oh, that was just where he said that lawyers were trained from their youth up to lie, basically. And that if you had a lawyer on your side who was trying to, and your argument was true, that you would be at a disadvantage because your lawyer only knows how to lie. So it was pretty good.
I'm cautious of mine, certainly.
So, Gene, what other thoughts do you have? Go ahead.
I just wanted to give you a quick link. If you wanted to write this down, if you go to groups.yahoo.com and look up either Law Work or Law Works, that's all one word, of course, LAWWORKS. And they do a lot of research and testing on the proper method of a common law habeas corpus and common law actions in court. And I think they've got some information there that you could certainly use.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Very good, Gene.
Only by you have to be a member in order to get the information. So just if you go there and set up an account, you can become a member of LawWorks.
Gene, thanks for the recommendation. I always appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So still sitting here with Sam. He's just gotten out of jail just this afternoon. They kicked him out early. And we'll continue this conversation in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still, the trial is yet to come in Sam's situation. I don't know. Maybe we'll get back into some jail stories, talk about the effectiveness of going to jail, because I don't think we've really resolved that particular conversation. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.